Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Cusimano is here. Michael is the co-author of Strategy Rules, Five Timeless Lessons from Bill Gates, Andy Grove, and Steve Jobs. Andy Grove, in case you don't recognize that name, was a former leader of Intel and was one of the pioneers of the microprocessing age. Michael, congratulations again on the book. You want to tell us how we can find the book and how we can find you?
Well, the book should be out in bookstores as of tomorrow. Of course, it's available on Amazon. And I'm at MIT.
Right. And so so check out that. Yeah, Michael's a professor at MIT and has been now for 30 years. Okay, so one of the things I remember about Bill Gates, we talked about Steve Jobs a good bit in the last segment. One of the things I remember about Bill Gates, I remember somewhere around 1998 or 9, he gave this speech, Michael, on the future of, he basically described the cloud and how that was the future before anybody else was calling it the cloud. The most any of us had in those days was application server, ASPs. You know, we had some ASPs out there, but there wasn't much in the cloud. But he basically described the cloud in his speech and then proceeded to not have his company follow that. That was an interesting thing, wasn't it, about Microsoft?
Yeah, we write about that.
I like the word of that party.
It was really the early 1990s, and what Bill was writing about, he called the information highway. And it really started in the late 80s, as you say, with companies like CompuServe, and then a few years later, mm-hmm. AOL.
Yep.
So these were actually proprietary online networks that were closed systems that basically you used the telephone line. They did not use the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's what Bill thought Microsoft should do, and that was the start of MSN, the Microsoft Network.
Right.
But he pivoted. He changed pretty quickly when a second-year employee, a computer engineer, came in and said, "You guys are missing the whole thing. It should be the Internet." And within a year, he completely changed the company around, and they threw away about $1 billion worth of technology they had built and made everything Internet-enabled. And that happened.
But they still stuck with their install based products instead of cloud based. They were late to that party, weren't they?
They were late to the cloud party. Yeah. So the cloud, as you know it today, didn't really start until 1999 with Salesforce.com. Mm-hmm. So the reason was it just wasn't fast enough. Loading software on the local servers versus accessing over a browser, over low bandwidth devices, just wasn't fast enough. But Salesforce started it. And Microsoft, under Steve Ballmer, just wouldn't, they prepared for it, but they really couldn't commit
to. So what could the rest of us learn from that? Because they knew about it. I mean, as I said, this reminds me of the Swiss watch companies selling their quartz technology because it didn't have a mainspring,
Yeah. Well, except for the fact that Microsoft continued to earn tens of billions of dollars a year and still does today. But it's even worse than that because Bill Gates came back from Japan in 1997. We have an email to the effect saying he's seen the future in its mobile devices. Mm-hmm. Small screens, writing on the screens, wireless, and he still couldn't get his guys to build a good mobile version of Windows. That still took them another 15 years or so.
Right.
And so they missed two things. And we talk about this in the form of an anchor. This company, Microsoft and Bill Gates himself, were anchored in the personal computer, and they saw the whole world through the PC. They wanted to adapt everything to the PC. So, they tried to force PC Windows on a small mobile device, and that didn't work.
Right.
And Apple didn't do that. Apple had nothing to lose since they had 2-3% of the market for the PC.
Right.
Macintosh. So they essentially started from scratch. So that's a big difference from Apple, between Apple and
Microsoft.
One of
the things that I talk about in my book, Michael, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do.
Yeah.
It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And those, that was a lesson that the Jobs and Gates both could have used, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course, hindsight is always 20/20. And the lure, though, of the billions of dollars that Microsoft was earning from packaged software, that, you know, write once, sell it 200 million times.
And
so from Office and Windows, that business model was so alluring.
Right. Michael, before we wrap up here, I want you to tell us about, I need 45 seconds on Andy Grove. What was good, bad, and ugly about Andy Grove?
So Andy was not really an entrepreneur like the other two. He was a manager.
Right.
He was a PhD in chemistry, but he's the guy that figured out, at least under the team under him, how to make manufacturing microprocessors into a science and how to make it the core of what Intel did. They used to be in a bunch of other semiconductor products. And so he transformed the whole industry. He's the guy that said mass production is going to cause a de-verticalization of the industry. The big vertical integrated companies like IBM and DEC were going to collapse.
Right.
And he said, we're going to dominate microprocessors. We'll let Microsoft have software and let the other guys fight it out at the bottom for the boxes, the PC box. So that was his vision. And he wrote a book,
and
Only the Paranoid Survived, 1996. Which became
and that came to pass. The book is called Strategy Rules, co-authored by Michael Cusimano. Michael, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.